When you try to uncover the real truth about the universe, the world, and you, you're sort of bombarded with conflicting data and information. So how do you navigate it? How do you figure out what is truth and what is not? I'm Liz Watt, welcome. I talk about how to integrate work, life, and spirituality. So if that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. Today, I want to explore the concepts of objective and subjective perspectives and their role in finding truth. I'm going to share with you some ideas about what are the different kinds of truth, what is objectivity and subjectivity, and how do you determine truth from all the information in the world. As you travel through life, you may be challenged to try to determine what is true or truth in terms of the universe, life, the world, and you. So when you start to question and explore for yourself, there is so much conflicting information out there that it's difficult to determine what is true, especially when it comes to spirituality. So the topic of truth or reality is a huge topic in itself. To determine what is ultimately truth and what is truth in spirituality, we must first explore what truth is, the different types of truth, and how truth can be viewed and determined. Only then can you create parameters that may help you determine what universal and spiritual truth, or in fact, any kind of truth really is for you. Truth is often used to mean being a fact or something that is known or certain. Now, determining what is fact is dependent on how we define, identify, and distinguish truth. It's one of the central topics of philosophy and a huge topic that we can really only touch on here. Determining truth requires a criterion with which to measure truth against. The challenge in defining the criterion comes down to the logic and rationale that is used, the parameters that are selected to measure truth, and from whose perspective it is viewed. Spirituality is a search for understanding purpose in life and the world, the universe and you, and finding meaning in something bigger than yourself. Spirituality asks big questions like, who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? Where did we come from? How was life created? And many, many more. Spiritual truth is the truth or the facts that answer these questions about you, me, the collective, the world, and the universe, but with certainty. So in a spiritual path, many people are looking for certainty and a clear final answer or fact about how things and what things are. The challenge is in knowing if and when something is certain or absolute. Absolute truth is something that is unchangeable and defined and exists at all times and places. So it's always true no matter what, regardless of how it's being viewed. Absolute truth is inflexible reality with fixed, invariable, and unchanging or unalterable facts. So an example is that squares have four sides, triangles have three sides, and the sky is blue. Now, logically, as humans, we require some absolute truth, but there are some that will argue against it to say it does not exist because the language and words and meanings we use are all constructed by humans and do not exist without humans. If an absolute truth is that a square has four sides, they would argue that humans constructed the ideas of sides and also counting systems to define four. Without the social constructs of shape and numbers, a square would not even exist. Now, if an absolute truth is that the sky is blue, they would argue which sky, at what time, and what do you mean by blue? So to argue against absolute truth is to create an absolute truth in itself in saying that absolute truth does not exist. It implies that a truth exists in that there is no absolute truth. It's difficult to argue against absolute truth because in doing so, you're arguing for an absolute truth. An absolute truth may be something that we all experience in the same way, but we must be aware of the meanings and filters that we apply to the truth and the facts that may distort it. We all look at a square and assume everyone sees a shape with four sides the same way we do, but we'll never really know. We all sort of look at the sky and assume we all see the same thing and the same color blue, but we'll never really know. Now, relativism is the idea that perspectives and views are all relative to the position and experience of the viewer. In other words, how one sees or experiences the world is dependent on the position they're viewing it from. In a basic physical sense, the perspective or view of an environment or situation appears one way when viewed from one position, but may appear completely different when viewed from a different position in the opposite direction, looking the same way, looking this way or this way. The same applies to the perspective or view of an idea, ideology, philosophy, or any other social construct. How one individual sees or experiences something is dependent on where they're coming from and the ideas, beliefs, thoughts, and memories they already hold. How one person views and processes the world depends on the sum of their experiences and understandings to date. Subjective perspective, then, is something being perceived as true that is the direct result of an individual position and perspective. Your perspective is formed from your sensations, thoughts, feelings, emotions, needs, desires, preferences, memories, belief, and opinions. If you are connected or identified with these aspects of yourself, you have a unique and individual experience and perspective which is like no other. The perspective is subjective and limited to the position you hold and you view from. So it is this single perspective that creates subjective facts of truth. Something may appear as factual, certain, or true, but only when looked at from one particular position or view. When the position is moved from here to here, the view changes. To move beyond subjective perspectives and truths, you need to be able to move your position. So view from here, but also from here and everything in between, and allow and consider other perspectives. For human beings, objective truth is something that is true without the individual perspective and filters of an individual experience or position. An objective perspective is free from personal bias of the individual. They're just looking at facts and what is. Objective truth requires the ability to view and judge without bias and the influence of external filters or your own filters. So as physical beings, we each have a unique set of experiences that influence sensations, thoughts, feeling, emotion, needs, desires, preferences, memories, beliefs, and opinions, and ultimately who we are. It's what makes us so unique. But as human beings, it's impossible to free ourselves of personal bias because a big part of being human is to have a unique experience and individual perspective. Every political, religious, economic, and educational institutional system thinks they stand for an objective truth or perspective. But in reality, every single human perspective is a subjective view of truth and reality derived from one singular position. Otherwise, we would all have the same viewpoint. So at a spiritual and universal level, objective truth is the sum of every single subjective perspective, which, when all considered together, forms and reveals the actual absolute truth. Now, as human beings, it's challenging to find real objective truth as we cannot move into every single position and every single possible perspective and consider them all. To move towards objectivity and objective truth, we have to move beyond our physical human experience and the filters that we've created as a result of our own experience. We have to start to question everything that we know to be truth and what we've been told, and to allow and consider alternative perspectives. To find a more objective truth or reality, we have to consider all the different perspectives and views to reveal that reality of what is. So almost everyone who imparts knowledge or information as a teacher, preacher, parent, authority, or expert teaches what they perceive and believe to be objective truth or reality. But these are still just individual subjective perspectives and opinions being communicated as absolute and certain facts and truths. They're subjective views about truth, reality, and the way things are. So anyone who voices their opinion or perspective about anything is speaking a subjective truth. All political, religious, economic, educational, individual institutions and systems teach a singular subjective viewpoint. As a result, they often speak in absolute truths. So it's important to note that it's difficult to speak in subjective truths, you know. But if we understand that everything is subjective, we can discern the subjectivity of the perspective from the way it is spoken or delivered. Even this perspective speaks in absolutes about subjective definitions of truth, subjectivity, and objectivity in the topics discussed. It's intended to be as objective as possible, but based on my own subjective perspective of the world and as a human author, there's no way I can consider every human perspective ever experienced or expressed on the subject of truth to find true objective truth. All I can do is to challenge what I think I know and consider other perspectives and viewpoints as possible in order to build a bigger picture and try to find the most logical and rational truth in that. So how do you find truth? Well, the process of finding truth is always going to result in a subjective truth or perspective that needs to be considered as your perspective based on who you really are and what you know and have experienced. To find that objective truth requires a number of steps that must continually be applied to refine and revise your understanding of the world and what is true. First is awareness. So become aware of what you think you know to be truth and what others have told you to be truth, and be open to other perspectives and viewpoints. Then be prepared to let go of it all. Look at an internal reality. Become aware of your internal sensations, thoughts, feelings, emotions, needs, desires, preferences, memories, beliefs, and opinions, and see them for what they actually are as an aspect of you. They're an individual response and a subjective internal experience rather than an absolute objective truth of external reality. Make observations. Look at the external world for what it actually is, not what you think it should be or what you have been told it is. Consider what you're not seeing as much as what you are seeing. Gather data, be open to alternative perspectives and viewpoints, and consider the merit of them all. Read, research, listen, observe, analyze, critique, and discuss. Form conclusions about what is truth for you at any time based on what you know at that time, but be prepared to change it. Continue to question and be curious, gather data, and let go of any viewpoints should you obtain new conflicting or different information or perspectives. But even these suggestions are subjective. As a spiritual seeker, finding spiritual truth is a lifelong journey. All you can do is acknowledge what you think you know and start to consider as many other perspectives and viewpoints as possible. Consider, firstly, the information that is coming at you externally. Secondly, the way that you observe and experience yourself and critique and think about things yourself. And thirdly, your intuition. When you build as big a picture of all the possibilities and perspectives, you'll have a lot more information to help define the truth. Using logic and rationale, you can define a truth that works for you at a current point in time. But be prepared to know that it's a perspective, not truth, and be prepared to change it. The very process of exposing yourself to more and more subjective perspectives and different information will continue to shine light on that which does and does not make sense as part of a whole and bring you closer to more objective truth. Objectively, as a human being, your perspective about the universe, the world, and you is always going to be subjective and biased from your own internal filters. By searching for truth and what feels intuitively good and right to you and your higher self, you'll continue to align with the essence of who you are and the essence of truth. The more you question and clarify and search for yourself and try to look at different perspectives, the closer you're going to get to objective truth. So if you have any questions or thoughts about subjectivity, objectivity, truth, or perspective, especially when it comes to spirituality, please pop them in the comments. If you want to know more, then make sure you hit the notification button and consider subscribing to my channel, because I have a ton of content to share with you about integrating work, life, and spirituality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful and got you starting to think about the difference between subjective perspective and objective truth and your own journey towards objective truth. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.